أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We just heard, just before starting, once again, because of the work that I have been doing over the last 4 years following the book Radical Reform, as you know, we are working on trying to connect al-tashri' al-islami wal-akhlaq and working in 11 fields on this. And we have the summer school also in Grenada. So all this now, they have the leaflets like this with all the information are at the booth of Mass ICNA, where you can take them and be in touch, because what we want is also to connect with students, with researchers, with shuyukh in every field, and to try to have this kind of connection. So inshallah, you can find this. And you can be also connected through the official, my official Facebook page, the website, Twitter, and just to be connected in order to follow the work, because I'm not coming here only to speak to you, but what I really think we need now to have is brothers and sisters involved in the work at the grassroots level and to take their responsibility. We just heard Sheikh Mourou speaking about the Prophet ﷺ from within, and the way everything in his message, in his behavior, in different levels, in the way we are dealing with the people, in the way he got also this deep understanding of the Islamic message, in the way he was forgiving, in the way he was also understanding and implementing Tashri' al-Islami. Everything in Islam has to do with Rahmah. Now, what I would like to do is to come with something. Once again, we have to take a step back and to think about the big picture. And the big picture here is to understand in which way, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, you are but a mercy to the worlds, with an S at the end, not the world, the visible, but the invisible. There is something which is very spiritual in this and very deep that we have to get. For ourselves, personal, at the individual level, within the community, as it was said right now, and to the worlds, which is the wider picture. But start with the first teachings. Rahmatan lil alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers and sent the last messenger, the Prophet ﷺ, and in the way he was a rahmah, the very essence of this rahmah, and that we have to get in our relationship with the people around us, is a rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet ﷺ know, I'm here and I'm with you. That there is a creator, that I'm here, I'm closer to you than your regular, the jugular vein. وَنَحْنَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, I'm between you and your heart. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ, I'm close to you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. So if my servant is asking about me, I'm very close and I respond to the call of the one who she or he calls. This is the starting point of our understanding, meaning I'm here. But rahmah in this means know that your life has a meaning. And can I tell you something? Look around you. Look at what is happening in the industrialized world today, in this modern life, that very often the people are questioning, what is the meaning of this life? It has no meaning. The only thing that we are getting out of this life is entertainment, wasting our time. While ar-rahmah here is, mind you, this life has a meaning, and it's my rahmah that it's giving you this, that you have to know the way. So keep this, that the only fact that you say la ilaha illallah is a rahmah coming to you and saying, this is the way, come back to me. And putting also our understanding here, that the difference between what we believe in and everything else is not to be lost and not to forget. لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Don't be like those who are forgetting Allah. They are forgetting that He made them forget themselves. So it's don't forget Him, know the way, and don't forget yourself. And this is a call to responsibility, which in itself is a rahmah here, that it's important. While at the same time, everything in Islam, as it was said, it's also clear that you are a human being and you have attraction. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبِّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in your nature, you are attracted by things that are bad. And He came to give you the direction, and at the same time, He put into us something which is loving truth, loving consistency, loving faith. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. He made you love this faith and He beautified this faith in your heart, which is rahmah. This is something which is very important. He's not calling us to something we dislike. He's calling us which is to something which is beautiful and that we love if we understand and if we come. This is rahmah. And this is important. Why? Because this is the very meaning of this good news that we have as Muslims, and as we have to understand it as Muslims. And not only this, He's also saying something and giving us something which is so important. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, meaning those who believe, and then when they are with Allah, their heart are at peace. This peace, this inner peace, is rahmah as well. So this is something, أَلَاتْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Is it not with the remembrance of Allah that your heart is going to be at peace? All these dimensions are the starting point of everything. This is what is going to help us within the community with what we heard. Outside the community, outside the community is a state where you are confident with His rahmah and you understand why you should be a rahmah for the people. As He was somebody who came for us as a model, as a witness, we have to be witnesses for the people around us. But with this deep understanding of what we are bringing, we are not selling something. We have the light of being, not selling something. We don't give what we have. We show who we are. Get that? We are not selling something and giving what we have. It's we are witnesses with what who we are. So our rahmah is the way the Prophet ﷺ said. And this is why it's important. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Means you are a witness. He is with you, for you a witness, and you are for the people a witness. But not in what you give or you sell to be accepted, but who you are, to be a witness and at the same time to be respected. That's completely different. It's another way of understanding why I'm a rahmah. Why, with no arrogance, with whole humility, I can say to my fellow citizens in the West, you know what? At the end of the day, the best I am with my faith and the gift I am for you. I am a gift if I know how to be consistent with my faith. I am a gift. Islam is helping me to be a gift for humanity, to be an added value, to give something, and to be somebody who can provide something. With this message, what is coming from Islam as well, at the starting point, you know, get me right. Now I'm talking about the big picture, starting with the deepest things. The deepest things are the big picture. This is the big picture of Islam. This is the big delight that is very, very inside, which we understand. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. الْإِطْمِئْنَانِ, this inner peace, that's the best rahmah, that's the best gift. Just to feel good, to feel consistent, to have this spiritual life that say, I know who I am, I know where I go, I know where I'm heading, I know who I'm serving, I know what I'm here. There is a meaning of in this life. I know, I feel, am I at peace? So this is it. And then you get all the messages that are coming for you to deal with the people around you. And the first one here, which is important, is to understand not only it's a rahmah for you, but it's a rahmah for the society. Saying what? Saying, when you look at humanity, that there is only one God, la ilaha illahu, and there is one humanity. And a rahmah here is to say, you know what? If you are black, if you are white, if you are Asian, Arab, black, whatever, if you are rich, if you are poor, we are all equal. We are all equal like the teeth of a comb. Kullukum min Adam wa Adam min turab. We all have the same humble origin. And this is something which is very important. It's a call to the poor people, to the marginalized people, to the oppressed people, that we will never forget you, because our rahmah is telling us there is no rahmah if there is no justice and equality. There is no rahmah if there is no justice and freedom for you. And we have to work towards this. All the dimensions of freedom. This is the rahmah. Ya ayyuhan nas, to the point. Khayrukum, the best among you, and fa'akum linnas, is the most useful to humanity, to all the people. This is coming from within. So as much as we understand, fitratallah lati fatara innas, all the people have the same origin, same source, the same attractions towards the transcendent. And in the name of this, we understand, walaqad karramna bani Adam, we all have the same dignity. And then we come with this message, freedom, equality, and justice. This is the way we deal in society. Everywhere, wherever we are, this is the active rahmah. So please don't transform rahmah into the emotional way of dealing with people. Peace and love. Peace and love is good, but rahmah is dignity, equality, freedom, justice, and we have an active rahmah. Rahmah is not a passive attitude. Rahmah is an active attitude, dynamic attitude, committed attitude. It has to do with jihad. No jihad, no rahmah among human beings. Get that. Get that in the United States of America, where you have these people coming and say, you have to remove some terminology. No sharia, no jihad. And we come and we say, in the way of sharia, we are mujahidun, and we are mujahidun lis-silm, for peace, for justice, for dignity, against poverty. This is our jihad. No, 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 no. During now 20 minutes, keep quiet, shut up, think, and meditate. So the point here is for us to understand, what is rahmah here? It's a dynamic process. It's an active presence. It's not to sit down and to say we are nice. It's to stand up and to show that we are right. That's the reality of our work as Muslims. And then when it comes to this understanding here, it also has to do with within our society, that what we have in the Quran and what we have is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, min ar-rahma, that you have to deal with diversity. Diversity is the will of God. It's not for you to stand and to say, you know what, I tolerate you. You have no right to tolerate. You have to respect His will. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. This is His will, you have to respect. Not only you have to respect, but your rahmah towards diversity is not to sit down, is to educate yourself, is to know about the other. And get me right, when you come back to the Quran and you understand and you read in the Quran. By the way, I am not here to entertain you for 1 hour. I'm here to call you for responsibility. I don't come all the way from where I was, 32 hours flight, to come and say, okay, we are going to have 1 hour nice time. At the end of all these talks, you are leaving this room with more responsibility. Ask yourself where you stand. And when it comes to this, we keep on repeating, when we have interfaith dialogue, you come to as Muslims with the Christian and the Jews, and you say what we have in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ, the other verse, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And you say, you know, it's a mutual knowledge. That's fine. In fact, you are calling people of other faiths to know you. But this is not what the verse is saying. لِتَعَارَفُ is also for you to know them. الرَّحْمَة and managing diversity is mutual knowledge. How much time do you take to learn about the others? How much time do you take to respect them in who they are? Not because you want only to be respected. Know about Islam, that's fine. But what do you know about the other? And Allah is telling us, مِنْ الرَّحْمَةِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. He's telling us, diversity is a challenge and you are going to get it through education and knowledge. But we have to be committed. You can't be no knowledge, no rahmah. No knowledge, no rahmah. At the level of you are. So I mean by this, that everyone has the rahmah at the level of his or her knowledge. But if and we, when you are in the United States of America, you are not in the desert in the Middle East. You are here and you need to get the knowledge to be involved and to be experiencing this rahmah here. And then not only this, rahmatan lil alamin means the visible and the invisible. We should show respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this creation. You know what is disappointing with us? You heard about the last conference in Paris about environment. Where were we? Where is the Muslim voice? Why are we absent of this discussion? Why are we not there? Where is our rahmah towards nature, creation, trees, plants, climate, animals? The only thing that we care about is how we kill animals by saying it's halal. But everything in the way we treat animals is haram. And I said it on purpose. That's not the right way. We should be at the forefront of treating the animals and showing rahmah towards the animals, towards nature, towards the environment. We are, by definition, the first to protect the environment. We should be at the forefront of this struggle. This is rahmah. This is where we are. Rahmah, which should be shown in the way we treat everything with ourselves, with our brothers, and with our sister. And it's through this that, as it was said before by Sheikh Muru, is when we understand that, in fact, the best community set on earth is not a community set by blood on only because we are Muslim. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْعَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So it's out of our actions, our ethics, our presence in the society. We have to promote what is good and we have to resist what is bad wherever we are. And this is where our understanding this diversity and the starting point, and I would say for us Muslims and for you American Muslims or Canadian Muslims in your society, one of the great things that we have is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this diversity as a rahmah. Because he's saying in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. If we didn't have this diversity and these tensions, the earth would have been corrupt. So what we think as a challenge is a rahmah. Only if we deal with it through knowledge, through education, through understanding. And you can't expect this from African and Asian poor people. They can do what they can with the environment, knowing that min al-rahma, Allah says in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah is not asking you more than what you can do. But I come back to you. And we are in the West. We are in educated, industrialized society. You can have access to knowledge. You better do that. You better do that. You better know about yourself. And if you want to be a rahmah for the people, know your religion. Know your religion. Show your religion through your behavior. This is to be a rahmah for the people. Because this is exactly the way the Prophet ﷺ was. Even with the enemies, they wanted to kill him. And all the tribes, even the Jewish tribe, they wanted to kill him. He was forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. Always. Because he was implementing. He was not saying, I am a Muslim. He was showing what Islam is all about. So you, in this society, part of your presence and the rahmah for the people is to get that, is to get this education, is also to get
the essence of what you have to do.
The Rahmah also, and the Prophet when he arrived, Aisatu Salam, when he arrived in Medina, he was dealing with people and some of them were not Muslims. The first was something which has to do with the freedom of the people. The freedom of the people. And get this, you have to understand that. But you have to understand it not with your mind, but with your heart. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in religious matters. I cannot impose into you. Nothing. And it's none of my business. لكم دينكم ولي دين. You have your religion and have mine. The only thing that I know, I have to compete with you in good deeds. The only thing that I have know is to try to be better than you in deeds, because in fact your presence is a challenge, and your presence, if it's a positive challenge, your presence is positive. So in fact, many of the people around you who are of other faiths, Christians and Jews, Buddhists and Hindus, or maybe even people who do not have religion, who do not believe in God, if they push you to be better, their presence is positive. And you have to take this as a positive presence, and you have to be involved in this society. Which also, it's important for us, wherever we are, to reform the society for the better. And this is to be a rahmah wherever we are. And it means, for example, if we look at the Prophet ﷺ, the way he reformed al-Khazraj, the tribes there, the way he dealt with the market, the way he dealt with everything was to reform for the better, more justice, more freedom, more respect, with no compulsion. Understanding, وَلَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. You have no right to impose. So your presence, it's a positive presence, reminding the people of the principles. So it's the other way around. You should not try to be accepted by the American citizens. You should be a witness. In fact, you have to be more assertive. I heard some scholars saying, Muslims try to be invisible, don't make yourself perceived, be accepted. I even heard people saying you have to remove the headscarf. What's that? Which type of religion is this? Which type of compromise? No. You have to be who you are and to be more visible as a rahmah. When the people see you, they want to be like you because they see that you are principled, that you are full of understanding, that you respect the freedom of the people, that you respect the behavior of the people. We in Islam, we are not judges. We are witnesses. And even if we are with people, we understand what was said to the Prophet ﷺ, عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغْ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابْ. I am not here to judge you. I might disagree with what you are doing. I might dislike what you are doing. But I will never give a final judgment about who you are. I can't do that. And the only fact that I cannot judge you, whatever you do, is a rahmah in itself. Because there is a door open for you to come back. There is a door open for you to change. No final judgment. No judgment on beings. Just judgment on behavior. So this is also something which is important in the way we try to reform for the best. I would ask you to say also something. Be careful with the word kufr. There are some people using kufr as an insult, kuffar. El kufr, when the truth is there, when the heart is there, it's covering. El kafir is the one who knows and rejects. Who are the people around you who know and reject? You don't know. Scholars in the past were talking about Dar al-Kuf, and they were normatively speaking about Kuffar. But you deal with many people. Many of them, they don't even know what it is all about. Don't speak about Kufr like this. Don't speak about Kuffar. Be careful with the words that you are using. Don't speak about them as non-Muslims. When you speak about Christians, speak about Christians.
When you speak about Jews, speak about Jews. When you speak about Buddhists, speak about Buddhists. Don't speak about non-Muslims. You wouldn't like being defined as non-Christians. Respect the people. Ar-Rahmah here. Ar-Rahmah is in the way you speak. You respect the people. It's in the way you show respect to who they are and the way the Prophet ﷺ, he liked to call the people around him the way they liked. So we have to do the same with all human beings. And this is also the way in our society. Let me tell you something also. Min ar-Rahmah. Wherever we are, we have to give. We are agents of peace, agents of reconciliation. We give something always. Ask yourself, if you have to assess your life, you say, La ilaha illallah. You pray 5 times a day. You fast. You give a zakat. Now, if you look at around you, your American fellow citizens, if they have to look at you personally, here I'm talking at every one of you, the people around you, what can they say about what you give them? If you are here to be witness, to show something, what do you give? Do you give smiles? Do you give money? Do you give your generosity? Do you give your presence? Do you give your affection? لا ينهاكم الله على الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من ديارهم أن تبروهم. تبروهم means that you give them this affection. The people here, so many are lost. 2 out of 3 in this country, they have to go to see a psychologist to be able to speak to somebody. Do you give time to listen? Do you give time to welcome? Do you give time to serve Muslims and people of other faiths? Do you give? Are you really a Rahmah in the United States? Or you're just complaining about the fact that they are racists? That's it? You only are concerned with power? Or you deal with human beings, with poor people? Are you giving? Ask yourself during the last 2 weeks, who on earth in the United States of America can say, he, she gave me something. He, she, her presence, his presence is a rahmah. It's a mercy. There is compassion. When you look at this country, so rich, so many means, industrialized to the point that you cannot imagine with the computer, so much sadness, so much anxiety, so much. The great majority of the Americans are not happy, and you know that. Are you happy? Except with the song, I'm happy. Or with our anashid as Muslims, I'm a believer, I'm happy. Stop pretending. That's the way Ar-Rahmah should be. This is why what I said at the beginning is so important. The cosmology, itmi'nan, salamat al-nafs, coming back, and then to be this presence. Why do you think I'm asking you to be silent when you listen to me? I had some people coming to me say, you know what, that's good for you, but the American culture is about clapping. But the spiritual culture, it's about silence. The universal spiritual culture, silence. Coming into inner peace, thinking about that. And the last point that I have, they took from me 5 minutes. I don't know why, or maybe they know me. Your rahmah, in the way it has to be understood, it's a very spiritual presence. It's also what you give. But when you are dealing with oppressed people, when you are dealing with injustice, when you are dealing with racism and discrimination, what do you give? You give your presence, you give your dignity, and you give your courage. All the countries on earth are celebrating their resistance.
You know that the people who were resisting oppression in the United States, we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King, who was saying, in the name of equality, I'm going to resist this white racism. And now we celebrate. Very often we celebrate the people when they pass away. But our rahmah, when it comes to oppression, is resistance, is presence, is courage. I know that you don't like to quote this verse anymore. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءَ. Let me tell you something. When you are just, when you are facing the oppressors, when in the name of dignity and in the name of this presence, with all the rahmah, with an open heart, you say, I'm ready to die for justice. I'm ready to die for dignity. The people can kill you, but you are not dead. Get me right. They can kill you, but you are not dead. It's not because we are celebrating death. We are celebrating life, but we are celebrating dignified life. We are not celebrating this compromise, giving up. When some of the shuyukh I respected so much with their knowledge are advising military in Egypt to kill the people, when they come to the United States and speak to your vice president, and they are able to tell them in Arabic, we are dealing نتعامل مع الحلول وليس مع الأسباب. So we speak about the solutions. We don't know the reasons why the people are oppressed. نتكلم ونتحدث عن الإرهابيين. We are talking about the extremists. لا نتكلم عن الطغاة. We don't speak about the dictators. We only speak about نتكلم عن السلام. لا نتكلم عن العدل. كيف هذا؟ من أين هذا؟ We speak about peace and we don't speak about justice. This is not rahmah. This is compromise. This is not Islam. And you have some responding to me when I said, I cannot accept that, saying, this is min adab al-ikhtilaf. Ikhtilaf fiqhi? Ayn al-fiqh fi hada? نتكلم عن السلام, لا نتكلم عن العدل. لا سلام بدون عدل. There is no peace if there is no justice. We can't speak about solutions if we don't speak about the reasons. Why this oppression? What are you doing? And this is our rahmah towards the oppressed. This is our presence. Don't take rahmah as a passive. No, it needs courage. It needs courage that we have to say this, and we have to be clear about the fact that in our religion, as Muslims, we are on the side of the oppressed. We are not going to give up. We are not going to shut up. We are not going to be silent, and especially in this country. We want this to be clear, because what the poor people, oh, my brothers and sisters, I would like you to be much more on the side of the Latinos in America, because they are facing racism and discrimination. I would like you to be much more on the side of the Native Americans that have been spoiled, that they have been stolen of their lands, and now they are treated like nothing. I would like to see you much more on the side of the African American, the injustices that are happening. I would like to see you with your rahmah much closer to the people who are in jail. The people, for example, that I respect so much, who are supporting the Palestinians, and now they are sentenced to life in the prisons, and they are innocent. And you know this, as I know it. But there is a great deal of accepted injustice. Yes, I'm finishing soon. But this is what we have to say here. The people who are working the Holy Land Organization, some of them we know. All of them, we know, they were giving and supporting Palestinians, as we have to support Syrians and Libyans and Yemeni, because we don't speak about Yemen, but what is happening in Yemen is a catastrophe. It's unjust and unacceptable. What is happening in Africa, what is happening in Asia, one of our friends, is now in jail in Bangladesh, a Muslim majority country, because he went to support the Rohingyas in Burma. That's the state. Is your rahmah only peace and love? Or is your rahmah dignity, justice, freedom, and fighting for it? Speaking about it. This is my rahmah. My rahmah is not something which is soft with everybody. No, it's soft with the just. And in the meaning of the Quran, رُحَمَاء بَيْنَهُمْ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاء بَيْنَهُمْ رُحَمَاء with the people, in the, this meaning here, the Muslims who are just, but we stand أَشِدَّاء, we are not going to leave you. We are not going to keep quiet. That's not our way. That shouldn't be our way. So this is why, as Muslims, we understand, following in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ, that with one woman who had mistreated, he came with an army. We have so many who was mistreated, discriminated, unjustly treated, and we are not there. So brothers and sisters, and the right way, I know that in Arabic it's always brothers and sisters. In fact, let me be clear on this. And even in Arabic, when I speak Arabic, I change this. It's sisters and brothers. Out of our grace, out of the way we should understand things, it has also to do with culture. It has to do with the principle. But let me tell you something about all what we got here from the very big picture of a rahmah, who we are, who we should be with ourselves. But at the end, the best rahmah that you can be, the best, is really this inner peace and to be this witness from within. And inner peace, to be consistent, is to be just with yourself, just with your mind, just with your heart, just with your body, just with your neighbor, just with humanity, just with the oppressed, and just against the oppressors. That's our rahmah. This is the way the Prophet ﷺ was, within and outside. And we should, and this will be my last words, because I heard this. Can I tell you something? You heard about Boko Haram, and you know about Daesh. Can I suggest, because this is my only talk in this hall that way, please don't do two things. Don't say that this has nothing to do with Islam, and don't say they are not Muslims. What we have to do is to take a clear stance. Some are using Islam, using verses, using a hadith to do things that are unacceptable. What we have to do is not to say it has nothing to do with Islam. We have to be clear on what is Islamic and in which way they are distorting the verses. But we have to be clear, and we know this, that some in our religion are misusing and abusing our religion. And to say it has nothing to do is wrong. But to put the right understanding and to confront them and to be clear about this is the right answer. The second thing is, many of them are telling us that we are not Muslims. And some are saying these people are not Muslims. No. What these people are doing is not Islamic. Now, about them, I don't know. A takfir with the people, I can call them what they are doing. These are criminals. But I cannot say they are not Muslims. Don't do to them what they are doing to you. Don't put the people outside Islam. Because if there is one who did something wrong among them, and you let the door open for him or for her to come back, and to experience tawbah, you have to do that. Don't please the people by condemning. Learn to forgive. Learn to know the right things to do. Yes, people are abusing Islam. We as Muslims respond with arguments. Yes, they are doing things that are against Islam. They are not behaving like Muslims, but Muslims they are, and I hope for them the better. I hope for them the tawbah. I hope for them to change. I hope for them to come back to the right understanding. This is what I hope. I don't want anyone to be killed. I'm not happy.
When I see some Muslims supporting the French government or even the American government and to say, go and kill them, go and destroy them, go and eradicate them, only to show that we are good Americans? Do you like killing people? This is our religion. This is our religion. Yes, we have to stop them. Yes, we have to work, but not by supporting the killing of innocent people and the killing of the people who are doing what they are doing. We might find other ways, but we have to do something, yes. But to support killing blindly and knowing what is happening, that's not acceptable. May Allah help us. And as I am leaving, just for all these years, as words of rahmah, never forget to tell the people you love that you love them. This life is fragile, say it. It starts with your mother, it starts with your father, it starts with your kids, and it carries on with your neighbor. And let the people in America understand that out of love for them, you want the best for your country. I said your country, not their country. Now you have to change. When you say we, it's we Americans, we Canadians, we human beings. And show within this we what Islam is doing with you. Inshallah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.